food news.
Monica's with us from Doing Dubai, talking food. How are you?
I'm really well, yes. We're at the Internet of Things.
You've enjoyed it, haven't you?
Well, a little bit more than I thought I would, yes. But I'm waiting for that show that's called the Internet of Food. Oh. I think I'd enjoy that very more. So, absolutely, yeah. We learnt, I think all of these cybersecurity things, which are very much on the sort of the main focus here, and I'm thinking, gosh, I have run a tiny little blog, I have a mobile phone, and I have an iPad and an iMac at home. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But they've told me some things that I must do. So one thing I must share with your listeners is back up. So have separate drives and back up your phone and back up your tablets. Doesn't matter if it's an iPad or any other tablet, and back up all the stuff on your devices, because you just don't know who can hack. And they demonstrated to me how easy it was to hack into your phone, and he held, well, not my phone, his phone, and he said, just hold it anywhere you want, so the camera is sort of facing in a particular direction.
Yeah.
He literally wrote a 5-minute program or a piece of code, and his expression is that that tablet of his is now listening to that phone, so anything that phone was doing. So I just held it there, and the picture was on his tablet. So scary stuff. Yeah. But
then again, I do think to myself, there's nothing really on my phone that you'd want.
Maybe pictures of you, Steph. You don't know how valuable they might be.
Yeah.
It's pictures of Frank the cat.
Maybe not. But never open anything, especially an attachment from an email who you don't recognize the source. I mean, don't do it. Even if it looks very much like your bank or a source that you think is kind of quite authentic,
but
unless you're entirely sure.
Like, what if you have won the money?
Well, it's unlikely, isn't it?
I'm kidding. What's the
likelihood of you winning that, as much as being hit by a piece of flying office equipment as you leave your house? I think that was, yeah.
That does happen, Monica.
So, anyway, food you can afford, I hope.
Yeah, let's get into it then, Monica.
Absolutely.
Where are we starting on our food review?
Well, we're starting, Remit is obviously new things. Now, we're going first to a restaurant that is not wildly new, but I think that people are trying it for the first time. So this is Marina Social. Have any of us been there, apart from me?
No.
No, Mark. Okay, well, I recommend you go. I went on my birthday, actually. It was the day of the torrential rain in Dubai. Do you remember?
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Belated. Yeah, thank you very much.
you brought the storms?
No, we didn't. And I was really worried about whether there would be anyone in the restaurant, because, you know, that's a very Dubai phenomenon. You go in and you think, oh, big restaurant, cavernous, and there's nobody there. That's going to be boring.
Here.
The bar was slightly on the quiet side, but the restaurant was pleasantly just over half full or so. They had the very large windows open, and you had gorgeous, gorgeous views onto the marina. So all the ambience settings, all of that was absolutely right. Anyone know where it is?
No.
It's in the marina, I'm guessing by the name.
Is it Pier 7?
Right across from Pier 7 when you open these windows. It's at the Intercontinental in Dubai Marina. So you have to find the Intercontinental, and it's in there. Run by celebrity chef Jason Atherton. Did you have a guess at how many restaurants this guy's got? There's only one in Dubai, but overall.
16.
He's got one
14,
in London.
Yeah, 14 restaurants. And I was thinking, you know, you have these foodie tours. You could do a social tour with Jason Atherton, starting perhaps in London, going on to Dubai, then going to Hong Kong, let me get this right, then Shanghai, then Sydney, then New York, and back to London, and you could just try all these social restaurants. So if he needs anyone, Jason, I'm ready to do that for you, because I really enjoyed the food there. So this is an entrepreneur who's doing a lot of restaurants.
It'd be interesting to know if the same things on the menu in each restaurant.
Exactly. Well, I will tell you about the London ones after the summer when I come back, because I will go and report there. And there's one open at the moment. I think it's Pollen Street Social, and there's another one. But the other thing about celebrity chefs, I don't know what you think. They tend to open restaurants in Dubai with much fanfare and hype and all the rest of it. And then you think, do you ever see them again? How involved actually are they? So I'm pleased to say Jason Atherton comes 4 times a year, not every quarter, because obviously Ramadan and times like that, they're perhaps a bit quiet and not that many people here, he's not coming. But he's coming in April next, 27th, for two or three days. So the other thing that I think was very nice about this restaurant, we were entertaining clients that night. We weren't doing a review or anything like that. And it was my birthday. That's why we went out, because we had to entertain clients, by the way. I'm telling you that.
On your birthday?
On my birthday, yeah. So that was a good reason for going out, according to my husband. He won't be listening, but anyway. And one of them was vegetarian. And we sort of always look for the little V signs, you know, next to all the dishes in the menu. But they had a separate vegetarian menu, and good on them for that, because I thought that was a very, very, very easy and convenient thing. And I know Zara's vegetarian, so she would be happy if she wants to go somewhere smart.
Yeah, you just have to call ahead, really. Just call the restaurant ahead. Just say, do you have a separate vegetarian menu? And a lot of the fine dining establishments do. But one little tip, this is from my other half who's a chef. You mentioned that Jason Atherton's coming back April the 26th.
6th or 7th, something
like
that.
Oh, okay, fine. So the beginning of April.
Toward the end. 26th,
okay. Yeah. So always go to the restaurant maybe a few days after they've been, because all the staff are on their toes. So the food's going to be amazing.
Oh, tip top. Top tip.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right. So
very good. So they've got three menus. So you can choose from the munchies menu, the hungry menu, or the famished menu. or you can do none of those things. So we were hungry and we came out very full. And we probably paid between the munchies and the hungry menu, but I can't sort of remember exactly because I wasn't interested in the prices as it was my birthday. So just eat anything you like the look of. The burrata is fantastic because it's presented in a massive beef tomato that's sort of full of burrata cheese. So it looks very, very skillfully done. They have an amazing snow pea salad, which is not just a manche tout kind of stir-fried. Chopped up very, very, very fresh. And the puddings as well are to die for. They have a rhubarb and custard souffle and a tarte tatin for two.
Rhubarb and custard souffle. That sounds amazing.
It's gorgeous. Very good. Mm. And they've got like a very old-fashioned traditional jug which says bird's custard. And if you go on my Instagram on doandubai.com, it's on there.
That's awesome.
I think by accident the photo came out a little bit dark. And my daughter was very impressed and said, oh, you've made them look old. Like it's really trendy now. Right. Yeah. That's what I've done. So I highly recommend that for the views. And they've also got a brunch that's starting Friday and Saturday. And I'll tell you what that's like when I've tried it. So Marina
Wonderful.
Social.
Wonderful.
Very, very good one.
It's a thumbs up.
Yes, absolutely.
And where are we going next?
We're going to the other end of town. We're going to the Grand Hyatt. And they have a brand new restaurant in their basement. Does anyone remember what it used to be called before it's now this new one?
They haven't got rid of Trattoria, have they?
No, that's the other Hyatt. That's the Hyatt Regency you were thinking about. I'm talking about the Grand Hyatt.
So this is the one near Watford.
Meta side. Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely. Not the new one with two tall towers with the La Tablita, the other one.
Yeah.
So they used to have a place in the basement called Marketplace. They've now got a place called The Collective, and I really, really liked it. Brand new restaurant. Three restaurants in one. Lovely, lovely ambiance there. It's sort of not high-end, but really not sort of casual dining either. They have three different types of cuisine. So the Indian cuisine is interesting in that it's Parsi cuisine. So that's a very specific sort of type of cuisine, vegetarian and non-vegetarian, not too many dishes. Then they've got a whole focus on the Levant. So you've got, again, sort of tomatoes, but they'll do everything in front of you, lots of customization. So you can say, I want this and this and this, and they'll chop it up for you and add little bits of sumac and fresh mint and everything fresh,
nice.
All done for you. It's not, let me go up to the buffet and get something. So you go up and get your food, but it's almost prepared for you in quite a lot of detail and specification. They have
what if you don't know what's going to be good?
Well, you go try tiny bits of it. But and then you go back for more, as the friend who was with me kept doing.
But do they make a recommendation? I mean, I wouldn't know what spices to ask for and what
to put in. They do. They say, okay, we're going to add this, this, and the other. Yeah, and you can say there's no dressing or whatever. They have something that looked a bit like a pretzel to me, but it wasn't. It was filled with kashkaval cheese and chestnut honey from Turkey.
Mm.
And again, he was slicing the cheese off the great big thing of it and making them all, and it was all gooey and dripping down, so you can't really eat it. To me, that's very nice to have in the morning with a cappuccino, but
They
were giving us that for dinner actually, and we took sort of little small pieces of that. Lots of grilled kebabs, and the guy that oversees it all is a Swiss chef, and I think he's called Rich Marty, that's his name, or Marty Rich, one of those. Swiss guy, very, very, very on with his craft. I mean, the desserts were very high quality. This is not food that you'd expect from a hotel buffet. Very, very good. Everything that he chose or selected overseas is amazing. Right down to, there was a little bowl of that looked like kind of crushed up chocolate bits, and I took them. They were amazing. I even took some home, and he said, I just got some almonds, and I kind of rolled these around in some sort of chocolate, and then I put some cocoa on, and there's lots of stories about how they've sourced all the ingredients and all the recipes that they put together for everything from all over the world. So
yeah.
I liked it. It is a bit out of the way, but I liked it. I thought it was a good one to try, especially when there's lots of you. 150 dirhams for lunch, 199 for dinner, and it's also open for breakfast, but I'm not sure how much that is.
Just remind us where it is again.
The Grand Hyatt Hotel in the lower
basement.
Ground floor, and it had a very nice buzz to it. Nice, different sorts of seating. Very, very good.
I like the name as well, The Collective.
The Collective, yes, yeah. Absolutely. Makes it inclusive, collective, yeah.
Mm. I don't know, I think it sounds like a Marks and Spencer's range of clothes.
No,
did you whiz the chocolate thing into your handbag? You said you took
No, I asked for some, and he very kindly, right. haven't stooped to that low yet, Mark, and he put them in a little bowl for me in a nice box, and I took them home.
I'm glad. It was your birthday, Monica.
What I was trying to say was that you should make more of these gorgeous chocolates rather than just have them in a bowl next to your pastries. Yep. Which is where they were. And he has the most amazing mango ice cream that isn't scooped out. And it's really not like me to have a mango ice cream that you pull out of like a Mr. Whippy type thing. But it was that, but it was amazing because he says the gelato mix is from Italy and it's incredible. So
that
everything
does sound
very,
amazing.
Very high quality. It was. Very
sounds
good.
Great. The Leave collective room, then at the Grand Hyatt. We're going to come back with Monica with some more recommendations of new places to eat.